This is Talk Radio Europe, in association with Ziara International Limited. News on the hour.
7. Businesses say postal staff are risking their own futures by announcing 2 24-hour national strikes. Mail centre workers and drivers will walk out next Thursday, followed by delivery and collection staff a week tomorrow. Royal Mail's Paul Tolhurst is urging the Communication Workers Union to call off the action.
I would appeal to the CWU to get round the table, keep talking to us, and in the meanwhile, honour the commitment they gave in 2007 in the pay agreement that we reached with them then.
Police have charged a man with assaulting Leona Lewis at a book signing session. The former X Factor winner was at Waterstones in central London yesterday when she was allegedly punched. Scotland Yard says a 29-year-old man has been sectioned under the Mental Health Act. A 2-year-old boy is critically ill in hospital after being attacked by 2 dogs. Staffordshire Bull Terriers are believed to have gone for the toddler while he was visiting a relative near Bradford at lunchtime. A woman who lives next door told us the dogs have always been very good with her daughter.
She's played with them over the fence, she's thrown a ball for them and stuck her hand in to take the ball back and throw it again, and never once have they ever growled or went for her.
The mother of 2 children found strangled at their home in Manchester yesterday says they were polite and creative. She says 2-year-old Theo Molamohi was a well-behaved young man and describes her 4-year-old daughter Yolanda as a fairy princess. Critics claim Goldman Sachs employees are on course to profit from a crisis created by the banking sector. Staff at the investment bank could get up to £500,000 in bonuses and payouts by the end of the year. And he may have died 25 years ago, but comedian Tommy Cooper's likeness lives on the bottom of a steak pie. Crad Jones discovered the apparent image while eating the pie in Cooper's hometown of Caerphilly in South Wales. That's the latest. I'm Rachel Hardiman.
Talk Radio Europe. News on the hour. In association with Ziara International Limited. For all your investment needs worldwide.
Good morning. May I ask, do you do home insurance?
Perdona, señor, no entiendo. Please speak more slower.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Hasta la vista, amigo.
Don't let this happen to you. With Liberty Seguros, Spain's leading expatriate insurer, all our operators speak English, so you'll have no language barriers. Insist on Liberty Seguros, where you'll find only the best brokers for all your insurance needs. Visit www.libertyseguros.es/expatriates/en for an instant quote on your car insurance and the name of your nearest broker. Liberty Seguros, solutions for your protection.
On Talk Radio Europe.
Steve Gilmore on Talk Radio Europe.
A very good evening to you. It's Steve Gilmore here on Thursday the 15th of October, coming to you live from the studios in Marbella, Talk Radio Europe. How are you doing today? Well, I'm struggling a little bit, as you probably just heard. It started last night, just before I came on air. My voice was getting a bit dodgy. I got through the night, as you probably heard last night. And then it was fine. I woke up this morning. I was driving in here this morning, and I was thinking, oh, that doesn't sound right. speaking to a couple of people that were commenting and my voice didn't sound right. And I thought I've got through it until about, until about 30 seconds ago. There's just something going on. You know, like you get a kind of dry tickle at the back of your throat. Swine flu. They've got me. Okay, so what do we have on tonight's show? Well, if you've been listening to me all for the last week, you'll know. If you've been listening to Talk Radio Europe for most of the day, you would have heard the trailers being played through the day. Tonight, we are doing the show a little bit differently. The first part of the show tonight is going to be a bit more laid back, with a bit more music, and just a little bit of light chant from me. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll be joined by Ollie. Ollie will be coming into the studio, my Swedish friend. They're talking about Swedish friends. I'll tell you another little story shortly. And then 10 o'clock, we'll have the news. Then we'll have a 1 minute for Craig. Then we'll have Fame Games. And then at 10:15, we're going live to Austin, Texas to join Alex Jones. Now, if you have not been listening, or you don't know who Alex is, I will be delighted to introduce him to you tonight, okay? Now, I know there's an awful lot of you out there, a heck of a lot of you out there, who have not come across Alex yet. Well, let me tell you, you're in for a surprise. Oh, no, you're in for a shock. That's the word, you're in for a shock. Alex has been a top DJ now for some, about 14, 15 years, roughly. And he's built himself up a reputation as being, well, I suppose you would say, a conspiracy theorist. What I'd say to you is, just clear your mind tonight. Just pretend you're back at school. And we've got a special teacher coming to speak to you. And just listen like you did years ago when you were back at school with an open mind. Okay, he is specifically going to be speaking about his new video that's coming out, which is Fall of the Republic. Now, it's Alex Jones who was behind the Obama deception. You may have heard of that. So it's all going to be about the Fall of the Republic. I'll let him introduce it himself. I mean, basically, the first episode that's coming out is about Obama and the role that Obama is playing in the New World Order. So we are going to be talking New World Order tonight. When Ollie comes in, we'll be naming some more names for you and giving you a bit of background on New World Order. I'm also, if we get the time, I'm also going to try and get him to speak to us about Bohemian Grove, which if you haven't heard of, will blow you away. Let me just say, when he's on, you will be gobsmacked. You'll be gobsmacked at the way he speaks, and you'll be... listen, you may surprise us and come on and be very, very quiet tonight, right? But if you are at all familiar with him... Now, I do know he is on the... You may have heard some of the callers speak about the controversial TV channel on Sky 200. I do know that he is on that on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock UK time, 10 o'clock Spanish time, I think it is, with his show. So that's 10:15, probably taking us right through pretty much up to the hour at 11 o'clock in the end of the show. We'll see how it goes. Unfortunately, you're not going to be in a position to phone up tonight after that. So right now, we are keeping tomorrow evening's programme free. We may run a repeat of it. We may run some highlighted clips of the interview. We're just going to see how it all goes, okay? We're playing it by ear, as they say. Right, do you know the number? It's 902-44-4461. If you've got any specific questions you would like me to put to Alex when he's on, then the next couple of hours are the time to do it. Collie, you're live.
Hello.
Hi there, you're live.
This is Linda from Sabinesia.
Hi, Linda, how you doing? You looking forward to tonight, I bet.
Very much.
Well, just for the other listeners, Linda and I have spoken a few times, and I know that this is something that she's going to be looking forward to.
And what I'd like to do is add to your introduction of Alex Jones, and I'd say, not only are they in for a shock, they're in for a treat.
Oh, yeah, very much. Very much, but I say shock because if I go in that way, when they'd listen to him, they'll go, okay, and they're going in ready to be shocked, and they'll just be going, oh, right, listen. And that, hence the reason, Linda, why I said, pretend you're back at school and it's a new teacher that's coming to talk to you. Just keep your mind open and listen to what he's going to say. Don't sit there with a closed mind in what he has to say.
No, and I'd like to say as well, what he does actually spout is fact.
Yep.
You know, he qualifies it with everything he says, he qualifies with documentation, and he'll say, look it up, and that kind of thing. So he's not such a conspiracy theorist as a conspiracy fact.
What you've got to do, Linda, is move conspiracy out of it. Because the minute you use that word conspiracy, eyes glaze over. So you have to just say he's a libertarian.
He's a journalist, really.
He's a journalist, yeah.
He's reporting on things that other people don't actually report on, and he links things together.
Do you know, I read something just somewhere today that apparently he's been nominated for being the most important journalist in the US.
Fantastic. He's gaining ground, you see. And just like last night, one of the names you missed, you remember when you played that?
Yeah.
That piece of... One of the major voices on there was David Icke.
Yeah, well, I've got a surprise for you.
Oh, fantastic.
You ready for this? I was going to keep this for later, okay? I've been speaking to him today.
Brilliant.
Now, he's on a tour of the US and Sweden.
Yes.
And he is he's quite happy to come on the show. It's just that at the moment, the time of my show is coinciding with an awful lot of the stuff he's doing. So what he said is, look, if he can find a window... In the next three weeks, he will let me know and he'll book something in. In the meantime, we have a date provisionally booked in for mid-November, but I'll give that nearer the time. He's definitely coming on.
Right. Well, actually, the other day you said to me, how did it start? Well, I remember, actually, I started with the name David Icke because Morris interviewed him.
Uh-huh, that's right, and over two nights.
He was so successful, he came back for the Thursday night and did a full hour again. And fantastic.
Okay, so and there's more, but I can't tell you. I'm keeping it a secret just now. Okay, but there's more.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So look, really, Linda, what's happened is, you know, I think we've realised that it's going to be several weeks before Craig comes back into this kind of midweek thing, and even when he does, initially it will only be one or two nights a week. So he's going to be doing the weekends. So I can book with confidence now and go ahead and start bringing in the guests. So people that we've had initial conversations with, we're now following all of that up. And we've got some pretty fine stuff booked up for getting booked up. And the whole thing is stepping up a level.
And I discovered all this a few months, beginning of this year, really. And I've tried talking to people about it, sort of in England.
Yeah.
And actually, I was listening to Alex Jones last night, and he was talking about mind control.
Yeah.
And that, and you actually mentioned it yesterday. When you mention names like David Icke to people, they immediately come out with this attitude of, ugh, another conspiracy theorist, I'm sick of them.
Yeah.
But I've never spoken to anybody about them, they're not in the media, so I'm wondering why everybody seems to come out with this self-same response.
Because let me tell you, it's the media and it's the negative press that he gets. And I'd say to anybody, because I know just the mere fact we are talking about it tonight, there's going to be people up and down the coasts going, raising their eyebrows, right? And going, oh, geez, you know, he's lost it now.
What I would say,
Linda, to anybody, okay, is if they want to make a judgment, then make a judgment on facts.
That's right. Go
back to 1996 and listen to some of the stuff that he was talking about then. So 10, 12 years ago, listen to what David Icke was talking about and saying was going to happen.
And it's, in fact, funny enough, I was watching a video of his last night, and he said that what will happen is, this was, I don't know when it was recorded, but he said there'll be an economic crash,
yep,
followed by an even larger one.
Yep.
But after the second one, governments will not be in a position to help.
Uh-huh.
And today I was listening to the radio, and the Swedish government was saying, well, we're not in a position to help anymore.
Yeah, well, I noticed over the weekend,
progressing along exactly as he predicted.
Yeah, the chairman of HSBC has been saying over the weekend that there is a bigger crash coming.
Right. Well, it's planned.
How
can they all know it's coming if it's not planned?
And the pandemic is... he also talks about there being a pandemic, and it's just that there's an awful lot of scary things going on at the moment.
But knowledge is power, and it isn't scary. It's interesting. And we are very fortunate. I want to say this to everybody out there listening. We have lived a life without a war. Mm. We have lived a life
of complete...
Yeah, safety and security.
We've lived through wars, Linda. Linda, we have lived through wars. We've just not been affected at home by them.
True. But now it's our watch, because we're being undermined. It's all coming from surreptitiously. And the young can't spot these things, but it's our generation that needs to sort of get together and say no to all of these things. For instance, that EU treaty that's just been ratified by the Irish... well, not by them alone, obviously. I'm not saying this about the Irish. But in there it says, you have the right to life. Fine. Point two, except in the following circumstances. One, resisting arrest. Two, involved in a riot. So if some policeman decides you're resisting arrest, he can kill you, and that is the law.
Yeah.
There is no redress. He can kill you. It's been signed.
The problem is that we, listen, Alec will probably say this himself, okay, because I think I'm using his words here. We are sleepwalking into this, okay?
That's right.
We come home at night, we're too tired, we come home from work, we sit down, we hardly have conversations with our family anymore. Our children don't go out and play anymore, they're stuck in front of a screen playing computer games.
Oh, the parents are watching people be murdered and shot and tortured and killed. And I mean, what kind of entertainment? Our young, that's what happy slapping was all about. Violence is entertainment to the young.
Yeah, and I know, it's shocking. It's shocking. As adults, you know, we can afford to take the time to watch a game of football, or we can afford to take the time out to go for a drink.
Yes.
But for some reason... 95%, maybe not, maybe 90% of us can't afford the time to look up to see if what I'm saying is true, or if what you're saying is true, or if what Alex is saying is true. They just make a snap decision on it. And I find that, you know, I have a lovely lady that phones me. She doesn't come on air. Her name's Cecilia. And she's a very, very, very well educated lady, older lady, Oxford educated. And, she says, you know, the problem here is we don't open up, we don't stop and think, we just drift along. I thought, wise words there.
But Alex was interviewing a gentleman called Alan Watt last night. You want to sort of see if you could maybe get him on as well in the future.
What's his name?
And he was talking, Alan Watt.
Alan Watt, right, okay.
And he seems very knowledgeable on all kinds of things. But, you see, he said that for 50 years that we have been socially engineered to behave in this fashion of somebody else is taking care of business and we can just carry on doing what we're doing. And he explained it in more detail, and it made so much more sense of how we've actually been socially engineered to this state of mind of not caring.
Yeah, well, on the chap Leif Arnold that was on last night, who incidentally has posted... And that interview has been posted all over YouTube and different sites now as a follow-up for that. But on the papers that he's filing, he actually states that for 50 years, blah, 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 blah. So it is 50 years. And it's since they got rid of Kennedy.
Yeah.
They've been putting in their own men ever since then. Kennedy apparently was one of them, but once he got into power, he backtracked and everything. A bit like someone else that we know that's in power just now, who's made a pile of pledges and is backtracking on them all. So,
yes.
But in a different way, he is one of them. And we'll hear about that. And Mr. Brown's one of them
my
as well.
My money's up, I'm afraid.
What's that?
I'm afraid my credit's up. I'm
right, okay, darling, we'll let you go. Okay, and thanks for calling. You stay tuned. Stop, because as a person has phoned me a couple of times now, and it's just the phone has just flashed, and then they've hung up. Now, I don't know if it's because they want to go live or not, so I'm going to talk for a couple of seconds, and the number that's phoned me a couple of times here, with the ending 969, okay? It's a mobile number and it's ending 969. If they want to give me a call now, if you wanted to go on air, now is the time to give me a call, okay? So I'm going to give you about 30 seconds while I carry on talking. If you don't call in this 30 seconds, I'm going to presume that you don't want to speak on air and you want to go, oh, here we go. Caller, hiya, how you doing?
Hi, Steve, how are you?
I'm Raymond, how are you?
Not too bad. I was just ringing, you know, this lady who was just talking said she was running out of credit.
Linda.
I reminded you about that phone number.
Oh, Jesus. Right, I tell you what, why don't you give that number out right now?
Okay, do you want me to give it to you or do you
have it? No, go, you read it, go.
Right, 952-799-224.
224.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Basically, that number allows people to call from a mobile for a normal flat rate tariff call, whereas if they dial your 902 number, it costs them about 50 cents a minute.
Yeah, you see, we thought we'd done people a favour by putting a 902 number on that was meant to be a low rate call, but apparently on mobiles they get hammered. So,
yeah, and even if most people nowadays have a flat rate tariff on their fixed line at home, and if they call a 902 number, there's a 17 cent charge for establishment of call.
And
followed by about 8 cents a minute at the time your show's on.
And Raymond...
whereas it's free on their flat rate.
And you have called on the 952-799-224 number.
I'm calling on now, yeah.
Right, okay, right. I promise you, I'm going to start putting out... Listen, hands up. I'm sorry. You call in and I get so really laid up with other things that I keep forgetting to do it. So that's why I've got you to do it now.
There's also a website, I can't remember the address now, that lists the fixed line numbers for a lot of the 902 numbers for a lot of these companies like Orange and Telefonica, etc.
Ah, okay. So, well, I'll tell you what, if you could get that and email it to me, I'll put it out.
I'll try.
Anything to give the system a kick in the in the middles, as my daughter used to say.
902 numbers are a big con.
Yeah.
Okay,
buddy. Right, thanks for your call. See you later. Bye. Cheers. Bye-bye. Right, there you go. You heard it there from Raymond. If you have a mobile phone and you want to call in the flat rate number and not get charged at the 902 number rate, which they are conning you with, not us, telephone company, then call 952-799-224. Okay, and it'd be at your flat rate call. 952-799-224. Probably get a right kick in the middles myself tomorrow for that. Right, okay, we're going to go... Gee, look at the time already. It's coming up for 23 minutes past 8 and we haven't even gone to any music, and I said it'd be music in this first hour. A little bit of One Republic, which, you know, I'm just loving at the moment, even though it is a year old. And then I'm going to try and find a Robbie Williams song, but a good one. Not that Bodies in the 70, that naff rubbish.
This town is colder now, I think it's sick of us. It's time to make a move, I'm shaking off the rust. I've got my heart set on anywhere but here. I'm staring down myself, counting up the years. Steady head.
is a charity announcement on behalf of the Rotary Club San Pedro Alcantara. I'm sure all of you have at least one mobile phone sitting in your drawer that you no longer use. What do you do with it? Maybe you've got a whole collection of them. Well, I'll tell you what you can do. You can hand them in to the International Pharmacy in San Pedro, and the Rotary Club of San Pedro Alcantara will be able to exchange them for cash in order to help the needy of this area. This is a charity announcement on behalf of the Rotary Club San Pedro Alcantara.
In times like these, value for money is what counts. We're all keeping an eye on our spending, but quality still matters. At Dunn Stores, we know this, and that is why we guarantee our customers the cheapest prices anywhere. Dunn's are the cheapest for fashion, for the whole family, and the cheapest for bed linen and soft furnishings. Don't take our word for it. Come and see the incredible prices available only at Dunn Stores in Fuengirola, Mijas Costa, Malaga, Valeth and Coín.
Dunn Stores, where better value beats them all. Every day.
Steve Gilmore on Talk Radio Europe.
Let me hold you for the last time. It's the last chance to feel again. But you broke me, now I can't feel anything. When I love try to hold on, but it hurts too much. I try to forgive, but it's not enough to make it all okay. You can't play on broken strings. You can't feel anything that your heart don't want to feel. I can't tell you something that ain't real. Oh, the truth.
Playing house in the ruins of us.
Running back through the fire when there's nothing left to say. It's like chasing the very last train when it's too late. Oh, it takes.
to feel again.
Welcome back. Okay, well, listen, there's been a song in my head all day today, and I don't know why. It's just, it's been, well, let me tell you a story. I fell in love with this song on the last trip that I had to Amsterdam with the boys before coming out here. And I'd got myself into, you know, I went back to the hotel room and I was watching MTV. And this was on, and I loved it. I loved the song, and I'd forgotten all about it. And today, for some reason, it shot into my head. And I went on and was having a look at it, and I watched the video, and I thought, oh, it is so apt to play probably every night on my show. But I'm certainly going to play it tonight. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you the actual version that comes with the video. Okay, because it's got an intro on it, which is very, very apt for the things that we do on this show. Just take it a little bit tongue-in-cheek when I put it on, okay? So how are you doing anyway? I'm buzzing today, and I don't. It's nothing to do with the fact that Alex Jones is on later. I'm just, you know, sometimes you have a day where there's no particular reason, you're just really, really high. Well, I started off with just a normal day and everything was okay. And then I went out at lunchtime. Well, I say lunchtime. It was a lot later than lunchtime. I went out. It was about 3:30 to pick up my daughter. And when I came back, it was just really, wow, just feeling really good about myself. Don't know why, but it's a nice feeling to have. So that's my tip for today, okay? Take a little time to yourself. Just take some deep breaths and just feel good about yourself, okay? There's an awful lot going on for you to feel down about. Take the time just to take a bit of time to yourself and feel tickety-boo about yourself. Right, that Robbie Williams song, okay? It's called Sin, Sin, Sin. It wasn't his biggest hit, okay? But it came into my head today and it's quite apt. I think you'll enjoy it.
All through history, in every age and time, there have been individuals who have dared to take risks by bringing us information not normally revealed to the general public. These original and daring thinkers feel compelled to bring us controversial ideas and spiritual guidance, while at the same time maintaining an integrity. We can bring you this information free and undiluted.
Tell the brain you should feel ashamed. Everyone needs it, baby, and I feel the same. Didn't quite catch on, babe. Hush, 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 don't say a thing. Let's see what the night will bring. It might be everything.
why that has happened to me again. Oh, I'm not happy. I know why it's happened, I've cracked it.
Sincere love is a cliche, but it fits not here. I'll disappear.
Sin, look where we've been and
You have to admit, that was good, okay? And if you didn't like it, I'll play it again and again and again until you do like it. Right, talking about good, here's one of my favourite voices coming up.
Hello, Francis Butler here to remind you to tune in to our Musical Chains, a light classical programme where I play a selection of my favourite classical music. And the American soprano Grace Bunbury was singing, and I remember being totally mortified and angered at the way the Italian audience were booing and hissing. Musical Chains at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Sundays, sponsored by the voice of Stephen Lloyd Morgan.
Have you recently moved to the Costa del Sol? Del Sol Package provides a range of practical services and helps you by communicating your issues in Spanish to local authorities, banks, schools, medical centres and more. Contact Del Sol Package now and you'll receive a free quotation within 48 hours. If not, our services will be available to you totally free of charge. Go online to delsolpackage.com or call 951 894026.
Steve Gilmore on Talk Radio Europe.
Well, let me tell you, I've discovered what I'm doing wrong. You know, we've got a couple of... I've got three different sets of keyboards in here, and I sometimes get the keyboards mixed up. No, I don't. People come in here and change them around, okay? And I just get confused as to which one I'm using at times, so I've noticed that sometimes what I've been doing is... It's tying in with maybe I'll type in looking for a particular song in the system and I'm breaking what's already playing. So my apologies. Hands up. It was me, Stevie, the amateur. Right. Okay. Let me read something to you here. The Wow Factor heats the semi-finals to be held October the 31st and the semi-final the next day on November the 1st. Nick, you better be listening. And the sound next to it, they'll be held at the Palacio del Paz Fingerola. Now, last night, I said that's behind the Ford garage. Well, that's because that's what I had written in front of me, and I'm a bit of a robot that way. If it says it, then I say it. That was wrong information, and I don't know Fingerola that well, so I couldn't correct it myself. So it's that is in the fairground at Fingerola, okay? For information, go on to the website, all the W's, thewowfactorspain.com. Very important you put in the, T-H-E, okay? www.thewowfactorspain, all one word, .com. Or call David Gelly on 626-817-130. I did notice today that Jeremy called it Jelly, David Jelly. Well, I don't know how it's pronounced, but I'm going to stab a guess it's Gelly because it's spelled with a G. You can also register on the day. Doors will open at 10 a.m. The heats and semi-finals are open to the public, and the heats show will start at 2 p.m. Saturday and the semi-finals on Sunday evening. Come along and support this exciting show, and by doing so, you will be supporting Kadeka. Okay, so that's the Wow Factor happening in a couple of weeks' time, so get ready for that. So if you've got any budding starlet or you're up for it yourself, get involved. Now, don't forget, on this show also, we are featuring the Fame Games, okay, at 10:05 every night. And that's a kind of talent show loosely based from the X Factor, but with proper artists. So if you know any aspiring young artists, but you don't have to be young, any aspiring artists who are recording their own stuff, playing their own stuff just now, then they must log into all the W's, thefamegamesradio.com, okay, and put their entry in and go through the process and see where they end up. You never know. They might end up on the show. And then it all builds up and into a final and blah, 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 blah. So you should enjoy it. Right, okay, here is a little... listen, I said to you last night, I found all this new music, and I'm loving it, I'm absolutely loving it. So the stuff on here, which I didn't realise we had in the system, and I'm scanning through it now, I'm going to try and find something nice, okay? Right, I'm going to play this song, because I've not heard it for a while, and this is for my girls, because they love it. Says here, special REM version.
Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick it with you. You'll be my American boy. He said, hey sister, it's really, really nice to meet ya. I just met this 5'7" guy who's just my type. Like the way he's speaking, his confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I'ma like what's underneath it. And no, I ain't been to MIA. I heard the Cali never rains, and New York's wide awake. First, let's see the West End. I'll show you to my bedroom. I'm liking this American boy, American. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. This 5'7" guy who's just my type. Like the way he's speaking, his confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I'ma like what's underneath it. And no, I ain't been to MIA. I heard the Cali never rains, and New York's wide awake. First, let's see the West End. I'll show you to my bedroom. I'm liking this American boy, American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Go to a cafe. Let's go on the subway. Take me to your hood. I've never been to Brooklyn, and I'd like to see what's good. Dressed in all your fancy clothes, sneakers looking fresh to death. I'm loving no show toes. Walking that walk, talk that slick talk. I'm liking this American boy, American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. I'd love to see.
Adele there, an American boy. Well, I just want to say hello to all the new listeners that are joining us tonight on the internet, on the World Wide Web. Especially hello to, I'm looking at just now, our listeners in Sweden, our listeners in the UK, Holland. Hello, Holland. How are you tonight? Denmark. my goodness. We've got quite, so we've got a bit of stuff. We can actually see where people are tuning in and listening to. So, God bless Alan, because he did it just in the nick of time, but we've increased the amount of people who are able to listen to us. I know we had some problems last night, but apparently we crashed. We had so many people listening in, but already planned was the ability to increase what we're listening to. So, hello there, welcome. Hope you are enjoying the show and getting ready for our guest who will be on in 10 past 10, okay, quarter past 10. It's just coming up for 10 to 9, so we've just got about an hour and 20, an hour and 15, 20 minutes to go before Alex is on. Ollie is going to be joining us in the studios prior to that and giving us a little bit of a flavour. We're going to be talking New World Order, and we're going to be going into a little bit of detail tonight. When Alex James is on, we're going to be talking about Obama, President Obama, and he's going to detail some facts for you about what Obama promised, what the media hyped up he would be doing, his pledges that he made, and how he's backtracked on many of them. Now, talking about politicians, a little bit of breaking news that's happening right now, flashing across the screens, the Sky News screens that I have in the studio. It's understood Conservative MP David Wiltshire will not be fighting the next election. Conservative sources are understood to be saying that Conservative MP David Wiltshire won't fight the next election in the UK. He's faced party bosses after being accused of using his expenses to pay, wait to hear this, £100,000 to a company he owned. That's the LP. The LP, I'll try the MP, could it just be as well being the LP, couldn't it? The MP for Spelthorne, and he's standing down. Okay, so a bit of scandal there, another bit of scandal tied in with the expenses, but this time seems to be hitting the that's it being confirmed now. On the, it's now to, he's reluctantly concludes he should stand down at the next general election following reports that he claimed £100,000 on expenses. Reluctantly stand down, Robin Gitt, and he's reluctantly, he's like, he should be thrown in jail. Reluctantly stand down. Okay, unbelievable. Just looking there. Also breaking news, airlines are discussing a change in the part ownership of the air traffic control service back home as well. New World Order, they're taking control of that as well. Oh God, it's all happening. Now, serious note now, when Alex comes on, all I ask you to do is listen with an open mind, okay? I mean, interestingly enough, I've spoken to a couple of people in the station today, and said who he is, and I was told, "Oh, God, he's crazy! What you got him on for? His views are so extreme. Is this, that, and the other?" Have a listen. Just because he's extreme doesn't mean to say it's not true. It's not happening. Just keep your mind open. That's all I ask.
On Jilly's World this weekend, we'll be sampling melodies and rhythms from all the major landmasses, like we tend to do most weeks, and enjoying all the differences and the similarities of beating your drums or playing other acoustic and percussion instruments from wherever you come from. Do join me then for the wide variety of music from all over the world, this Sunday night as ever at 10, repeated the following Saturday afternoon at 2. This, by the way, Ravi Shankar's daughter, Anushka Shankar. He's the one playing the sitar.
Come and discover the ever-changing Sunday menu at the MC Cafe, set within the iconic Marbella Club on the Golden Mile. For just €24.50 for two courses and just €27.50 for three, this incredible quality daytime and evening menu in the award-winning MC Cafe is a must.
Each week we specialise in delicious prime roast beef and homemade Yorkshire pudding. But there's also an ever-changing selection of dishes, such as goat's cheese tart tatin, lamb shank confit and profiteroles. MC Cafe. Great quality food, sublime service, attention to detail and value for money are what make the difference. Reserve your table today on 952 822211.
This is an important announcement to all foreign business people residing in Costa del Sol and the rest of Andalusia.
Watch out for the second edition of the Foreign Residents Business Day, created by Cade Marbella of the Junta de Andalusia and supported by the Chamber of Commerce of Malaga and Unicaja International. The celebration will be taking place on October the 15th from 4 to 8pm at El Fuerte Hotel, including the Costa del Sol Business Award Ceremony created by Cade Marbella to honour the business contribution carried out by the foreign community of the Costa del Sol and Andalusia. If you'd like to be one of the winners of the six award categories or simply register to attend this magnificent event, followed by a cocktail party, please visit the website www.costadelsolbusinessawards.com to submit your application and book your seats or call them on 951 270201.
I'm Oscar Fernandez, director of Cade Marbella from Junta Andalucía. I personally would like to invite you and your business to apply now to make sure of your success at these awards.
Steve Gilmore on Talk Radio Europe.
We'll do it all, everything on our own. We don't need anything or anyone. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the If I like